This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Well, hello, beautiful.
Holy caffeine!
It's the world's greatest super friends.
Ronnie and Aaron.
Faster than a streak of lightning.
A DC Comics podcast.
Absolute.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
Batman.
He's a hipster.
The Flash world's fastest human.
I mean, I grew up with Wally West.
Think about the future.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Dude, you're a dumbass.
You are foolish.
Ooh.
What's up, Hooker?
Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you even read anything this weekend?
No.
God damn it. What are we going to talk about? Titans?
No, this is our anniversary special, brother.
Oh, yeah. 109 episodes?
Uh-huh.
And we're having an anniversary.
Hell yeah.
Because we don't do it like on 25 or 50.
No.
Or 75 or 100.
Nope. Everybody
we're
does
doing,
those.
Yeah. Since everybody does those, then we're just going to do 109.
109. Hell yeah.
And to celebrate, we have a whole list of creators that we're going to talk with.
No.
No. Well, we don't.
No. No. We're going to go.
It's just us.
Yeah. We're going to go out of the ordinary. And
we're going to talk Vault comics.
Yeah. We could talk Hotline Special because, man, that book is great.
Oh, that's Aftershock. But, yeah. We're like the best podcast that's never won an award.
Ronnie, I'll give you an award.
Is it a participation award?
It was going to be a participation award. You are one of the two best participants in this podcast.
Yes. Well, can I thank people?
Sure, go right ahead.
I'd like to thank my wife for letting me do this for 109 times.
Sorry, the orchestra had to play you off.
I know. They cut me off stage already.
So, We've been doing this for a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
Apparently, we've been talking to each other about DC Comics for slightly over 2 years.
Yeah. 2 years is a long time.
Yeah.
If you break it down like that.
Yeah. Well, thank you, everybody, for the... Oh, wait.
And I would like to say that we've gotten better as each episode has gone by. But, no, I think we've gotten worse.
No. No, I don't think so.
Dumpster fires.
Yeah. We definitely stay on target or on topic way less frequently than we used to.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think true. We have more fun doing it.
Yeah.
So
is Gary going to talk?
No, Gary's not going to talk. He's annoying my wife for some reason. We can't exactly figure out what he wants because he's eaten. He has plenty of water. He's been out. And he is literally just sitting next to my wife, who's grading papers downstairs, just kind of whining for her for something.
Because he wants to podcast.
No, I actually think it's because he wants to watch Titans again.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. He watched Titans with you?
Yeah, he watched Titans with me. He then made me watch Titans a second time, right after we finished it the first time. And then he made me watch it again the next day. And I'm pretty sure I'll end up having to watch it again, because he's just like, hey... I want to watch some Titans.
Is that Gary's voice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Huh. Even though he's from the mean streets of Newark? No.
He's not from the Red Hook district?
No, sir. No, sir.
Well, at least he's not from Hoboken.
Nah, please. I wouldn't let them into my house. I mean, okay. Maybe I would. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. It just depends on the circumstance.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, it's, who knows? It's got some, I don't know what that circumstance would have to be.
All right. So we've both watched Titans multiple times, and both times one of our dogs has watched it with us.
Yes. Yes. So I think the whole F Batman thing.
Yeah.
Makes way more sense in context. Which is what
in the episode, yeah.
Which is what I figured was going to happen, because in the trailer, I mean, they put it in so that everybody would be like, "Oh my god, I can't believe this! This is ridiculous." But like, if you watch this, the whole thing, it makes way more sense.
Yeah, I agree.
I actually kind of liked it. I mean,
See, here's the thing. Like, Dick Grayson feels like Dick Grayson, but he also feels like Jason Todd, which I thought is weird because Jason Todd's going to come on or come into the season later on.
Okay.
Because, like, that alleyway scene there with the fuck Batman thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
And
there's our one F-bomb for the podcast.
Yeah, I mean.
But I think, like, that is, like, Jason Todd attitude.
Well, yeah, also because, you know, he's, like, stabbing people and shooting them.
And rubbing their faces against the brick wall.
Yo, is that awesome or what?
Yeah.
I love that scene.
And the car window.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I think overall, I was a little surprised with how violent the show got because I wasn't, I mean, I knew that they were going more adult than what they had been doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I, for some reason, I just wasn't expecting, you know, like as full on, like, I mean, basically like an R rating,
mm-hmm.
but you know, I'm down with it.
Yeah. It totally surpassed my expectations. The first episode did for sure.
Yeah.
Even the Starfire stuff.
Yeah. I thought, and again, like if you just look at promo pictures, it looks stupid, but I thought, in the context of the show, I don't think she looks bad. I don't think, you know.
Her cocktail, I'm a prostitute dress still looks
because
bad.
We don't know exactly what's going on with her yet, so there's going to be some of explanation, and then she's going to have a cool costume.
Well, that's true. I'm just saying, like, yes, she might have been undercover as a prostitute, and then, you know, whatever happened in the car that, you know, shoved that dude's head right through the steering wheel.
Yeah.
But, come on. She's dressed like a prostitute. Who has a pink or purple cocktail dress, like, pleather outfit on and heels besides, like, prostitutes?
Listen.
Oh, sorry. Escorts.
Yeah. Also, alien superheroes. I mean, how do you know what they wear or don't wear on her home planet?
Because aliens looked at every corner of New York and was like, "Oh, these are what females from Earth dress like."
Yeah, they went to 1980s Times Square, and yeah, absolutely.
So, okay. Yeah, but like, I mean, she stays at the top of this hotel, I guess.
Yeah.
The suite.
See, that's why I was thinking that they were gonna do like a weird. You know, like a Black Canary kind of twist where she's like a musician.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like a pop star or something like that.
Right.
But I don't know. Towards the end, obviously it's, you know, that's not really where they seem to be going with it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only qualm I have of the first episode is I didn't really like her outfit. But if she's undercover, because now she doesn't know, right? She has amnesia.
Well.
But she goes to the suite, which is probably like $2,000 a day in New York. No, you tell me you live there.
That would be way more than that.
Okay. You're in your suite. Change your damn outfit.
No, it's a TV show. Everyone wears the same outfit all the time.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. Sitcom rules.
Okay.
What did you think of Raven on the show?
Raven stole like every scene that she was in, I think.
Yeah. I really enjoyed how they did, like, anytime she'd walk by a reflective surface.
Yeah. Let her possess side.
Would like try and warn her, you know, be talking to her or something. I thought that was excellent.
Yeah. I really liked when the possession part actually took over.
Yeah.
And it was like I don't know if it's stop motion or not. But like the CGI part where it showed the ghost-like image speed up next to the person or whatever.
Right.
That was pretty badass.
Yeah.
And her eyes. Her skin got more porcelain white than what it normally is.
Yep.
And then, you know, her black contacts.
I want to watch this again. I think I'm going to have to watch it again before Friday.
Yeah. In the 5 minutes of Beast Boy that we saw, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of like that too. I thought that the CGI, like the animation stuff when he was transforming back,
mm-hmm.
was way better than I was expecting.
Yeah. I mean, he broke into the mall or the video game store to steal a video game.
Yeah.
That's totally Beast Boy.
Yep, pretty much.
But why does he have to be naked when he transforms into, when he animorphs?
Well, because when you morph your form into something else, if you have clothes on, it would just, like, flop around. So...
Well, if you don't have clothes on, it would flop around.
No, because it would
you
just
You know what I mean?
No, it would take the form of whatever you're... becoming. Forget. Listen, just because you don't know how to morph into other animal shapes.
Well, I'm sorry, I've never morphed into yeah. an animal.
Well, look, I'm just not going to teach you how to do it because I don't have the time. I guess I do have the time. I'm just not interested.
Yeah. But okay, so that whole part was cool. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But did you like just his hair being green and like the animorph that he changed into was green and not like his skin? Like in the books or whatever. I mean, I get it. We're trying to make it more gritty and dark and more realistic, I guess, if we can. But not we. We don't have anything to do with it. We're not getting checks from the TV show.
You are correct.
We have TV ideas, so DC can tweet us or email us or whatever. But
yep. I'm still holding out hope for my Jason Todd movie.
Yep. Your Jason Todd movie would definitely go over.
See, and after
like
after seeing Titans, I think it's a real possibility that I could get something like that off the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I didn't really think about it too much with Beast Boy because he was only in about 18 seconds of the show. I mean, I guess I'm okay with him not being green, but I mean, if Starfire is, if she sort of turns like Peach, I mean, I guess he would have to, I don't know. Stop making me think about stuff.
Well, she does turn peachish
right.
when she's using her power.
Yeah. But, I mean, if he turns to an animal and turns green, I guess that's the same thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't really mind it, I guess. It was just kind of weird not seeing it or not seeing him be green, I guess.
Well, I guess because...
But if we're gonna stay with the comics, then he has to have fucked up teeth too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like a little snaggle.
You know, he does have messed up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you disappointed you didn't get your booyah in a Titan show?
Absolutely not. I swear to God, if Cyborg shows up and there's a booyah, I'm like, you know what? That might make me cancel my subscription.
Oh, you're such a liar.
After the year is up that I've already paid for and 3 months.
All right.
We'll see.
Yeah. It's the only bad thing about this episode is that it's weekly.
Yeah.
And we just did. Get it all at once to gobble it all.
But you know what? In a way, I think I like that and I don't like that all at the same time.
Because it's old school, like comic books where you have to wait a month.
Well, listen, we're not going to get delays between episodes, so at least we know every Friday there's a new one.
Well, I was talking about, you know, back when we were little and Tales of the Teen Titans came out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the way I look at it now is when whatever show comes out on, I mean, I guess it's like a regular TV show and it's not something like on a Netflix or Amazon Prime or whatever. And even Amazon kind of splits up stuff sometimes. But like, I'm always so like in a rush to just like devour whatever the show is that, you know, I normally I'll watch it that first weekend and then you're just like, ah, man, I wish there was more or something. And this way, at least it's like, okay, I got an hour and I can watch it a second time. Watch it maybe a third time and really take it in. And then it's like, oh, now here's another hour I get to watch where I can enjoy this for a week or so. The hard part is going to be rewatching every episode before I watch the next one, if you follow. So I got to watch Friday, I got to watch 1 and 2, and then next week I'll have to watch 1, 2, and 3. So,
well, do you think that's there as in DC pronouns, pal, like to get your monthly subscription? By dragging it out?
Well,
and not dumping it?
I mean, it could be, but at the same time, you know, I mean, I don't know. That's tough. I think it could be part of the marketing strategy to be like, you know what, we're going to put out, I don't know how many episodes, 12, 13 episodes? So it's gonna It's going to come out over like 3 months, just about. So that's 3 months worth of subscription for people. But at the same time, people can be like, you know what? We're just going to wait until the whole thing is out. And then we'll just, you know, we'll binge it at the, you know, at the end. So, I mean, it could go either way. I'm trying to think if, like,
I thought that once Titans was over, something new was going to, like, a week later or something, something new was going to come out.
You know what?
Is that not the case?
I don't remember what the release order is for the shows. I don't know if right after Titans there was, I know Young Justice is coming out early next year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There was something between them, though. Was that the Harley Quinn thing?
The Harley Quinn cartoon thing?
Yeah. Maybe? I don't remember.
And then Swamp Thing?
Yeah, and you got Doom Patrol?
And Doom Patrol.
Oh, maybe Doom Patrol was the one coming out. Were you telling me that you saw somewhere, I think, that that's coming out like December-ish?
Yeah, I don't know if it's coming out that soon or not.
I was talking with somebody about that, and they're like, oh yeah, did you see Doom Patrol's coming out in December? And like literally that morning they had just announced that they had cast like two more roles. And I was like, how is this show coming out in 3 months if they're still casting the thing? But miracle of Hollywood magic, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't think Doom Patrol comes out until like next spring or summer.
Hmm. Yeah, we're not professional enough to look that up as we're recording. Also, I wonder if putting out one episode a week instead of putting it all out at once will get people talking about it more.
Yeah, to drum up hype.
You know, because I mean, look, what was the last one that came out? Iron Fist. I guess the Marvel show, like the second season of that came out, you got, I mean, pretty much all of us watched it pretty quickly and talked about it, but then like everyone stopped talking about it up until they announced
it. And then it got canceled.
Right. Up until they announced it was canceled, then people talked about it again. But like with this, at least people will keep talking about it and tweeting about it and whatever.
For 3 months.
Yeah. I mean, as the thing goes on, maybe it drums up more interest that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. So, do you think just after this first episode, it got people to buy the subscription? Because this is the only new material on there.
Right.
I mean, you have all the old stuff on there, but it you know, like us, we already have all the old stuff.
I don't have Super Friends.
Have you watched Super Friends since you got the app?
I'm not even joking, Ronnie. Like, if there's a way to look at amount of, like, percentage of time spent doing things on this app, you would seriously see that Super Friends has been like 85% of what I've done so far.
All right.
Yeah. Like, I didn't know that was going to be on there. I don't know why I wasn't thinking about it, but when the app debuted and I put it on the Apple TV and we're sitting in the living room, my kids are like, what is this? I was like, oh, you know, this is all, it's going to have all the cartoon shows we like to watch. And it's going to have new shows and movies and everything. And then I saw Super Friends and I was like, oh my goodness. And my kids hate it. They think it's like the worst thing ever, but I don't care. I just sit and watch Super Friends.
well, let's be honest.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's terrible now, but when we were your boys' age, it was the best thing since sugar and Kool-Aid.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know what it is. I mean, it's probably that it takes me back to being...
to that time?
Yeah, to being like 5 years old again and sitting on Saturday morning watching freaking Super Friends. But it's so bad. But I just sit there with a stupid grin on my face. And I'm like, I love this. I don't even care that my kids are sitting and screaming at me to change the channel. I do not care. I paid for this service. I'm going to get my money's worth.
So have you read a comic on your Apple TV?
No, I have not.
Okay. We'll have Gary make a post-it note.
Well, let me ask you this.
So you can try it out.
Let me ask you this, because the reason I have not read a comic on my Apple TV is because it doesn't, the way it looks is it doesn't look like you just say, oh, I want to read, you know, whatever, Batman Rebirth 1, and you click the button and it just opens up the comic. Like, it downloads the comic.
Yeah, I haven't tried that function, so.
What the hell? So why are you telling me I have to do it?
Because you're going to do it on the TV. That was like part of our talking point like 2 months ago.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't want to download comics onto my Apple TV. That's just silly when I have the comics. already downloaded on my tablet.
Okay, that makes sense. But I didn't know that was part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I flip through comics and stuff in the app, and it's okay, but I have not tried it on my television yet.
Okay. Does it download to your tablet?
No. And maybe
why would it download to your Apple TV?
Now I don't remember.
You don't make sense.
I don't make sense, but I'm telling you, it said, you know, download comic on my television. And I was like, why would I download a comic on here? Because I don't feel like doing that. You know what? This is what I will do. I will find a comic on there I do not own in like 8 other forms, and I will try and read it for next time. Gary,
and
right
eight
now,
other forms.
Gary is writing a note for me right now as he's whining to my wife.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Gary's the true all-star.
And yes, many other forms. You got floppies, you got digital, you got trades, you got hardcovers, you got omnibuses.
Would that be omnibuy?
I mean, it might be.
Okay.
Well,
so have you searched any of the other stuff? Because like the encyclopedia stuff's cool.
Yeah, I haven't done it on the TV because I'm on the TV and I'm just watching Super Friends because I'm stupid. But
said that, not me.
Oh my God, why are you so mean to me? Yeah, I really haven't taken a lot of time to explore the app yet, mostly because I've been working like a lunatic.
Or watching Super Friends or Titans.
Or Titan, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hoping my boss is able to come back to work at least for a few hours a week. It's hopefully starting next week. So my workload will lighten slightly, and then I will maybe actually get a day off again. And when no one's home, I can sit and explore what's on the app without people yelling at me that I'm monopolizing the entire living room with stuff that they don't want. Dad, I don't want to read a comic.
So you haven't even tried the animated Batman the Animated Series in HD then?
No, that is incorrect. We have watched a couple episodes of Batman.
It was different. It was like mind shattering. Like, oh, this is so crisp and clear.
I mean,
no, okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know, one of our friends that not be named, Martin. Was talking about how awesome it would be, and like I didn't see any difference in it at all.
Yeah, and I mean the TV that it's hooked up to is a really nice TV, and honestly, does it look nice? Yes, but it's not this like complete mind blowing experience for me.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's not like I'm going from watching a standard definition movie to like an IMAX theater.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you.
So. Yeah, and I got to figure out I didn't even look to see if the new Constantine movie was on there.
The new movie?
Yeah, the anime.
Oh, the one that you got tickets to the panel for?
Yeah.
I haven't checked either. Also, I just lost where I was going with that. Awesome. Cool.
Nice. We were talking about how you were going to send me a bunch of comic books.
I don't think that was it.
Pretty sure.
No, it was something about the app, I know.
Was it about how I sent you a bunch of comic books?
No. No, that wasn't it. No, it was about Titans, though, because it already got renewed for season 2 before it even came out.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought was kind of weird.
Oh, I didn't even see that news.
Yeah, it got renewed for the second season like 2 weeks before it was supposed to premiere.
Awesome.
Which is a month ago now, I guess. But
well, I guess, you know, when you have the people that own the company are the people that run the app.
Yeah.
If they like it, they're going to throw more stuff out there. And I mean, they do need content.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm happy with that.
Do you think Titans is driving it to sell the content? Or do you think there needs to be more newer stuff on there for it to take off?
I think it's a start. I think people will talk about it. I have seen a lot of people that don't normally talk about comic book stuff asking about it. So, I mean, are they going to get the app to watch it? I don't know. Okay. Actually, one of my friends always seems to have, like, normally it's like every Monday he'll have some, like, oh my goodness, you've got to see the Game of Thrones, you know, torrenting numbers were this, like, ridiculous thing yesterday. And that it's, like, you know, I don't remember what site he goes to find out the stats, but it's how it's, like, torrented more than actually watched on HBO.
Oh, okay.
And I'm curious if I'm going to have to send him a text and see if Titan shows up on there.
Yeah.
As one of those that it's like, oh yeah, look at.
Pirated besides getting the app.
Yeah, because it's always like, I think Walking Dead and Game of Thrones are like two of the most downloaded shows.
Okay.
And I'm.
I can see that.
And I mean, it, like the numbers that he said, it's like crazy numbers.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm wondering if this will, you know, and I mean, at the same, I don't know. I mean, that doesn't really necessarily lead to people getting the service, but you never know.
It gets, I guess it tells that more people are getting it in their eyeballs.
Yeah. And I mean, if more people are watching it, as, you know, crappy as that is, if more people are watching it and then more people talk about it, I guess it would lead to a little, you know, some extra marketing.
Right.
You know, but.
Yeah. So you didn't read any books?
Dude, I don't even know what books came out.
The new Redhead?
No, I did not. I really want to read that. I did not get to it. I didn't read the new Plastic Man. I didn't read the new Hawkman. It's like a lot of my favorites came out, and I just have not had a chance. And I think Michael Crayon did too, right?
Yeah.
In the last issue?
Yeah.
God, that's so much stuff to read.
And a couple of the number twos of the Dreaming and the Sandman universe stuff.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. The new Sandman series.
Lucifer comes out this week.
Yeah. And also, I think I saw New Challengers. That's one of the I just forgot what it's called.
New Age of Heroes.
Yeah, New Age of Heroes. Apparently, that's the last issue.
Yeah. I knew it.
Was it supposed to be a 6-issue miniseries?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. So I guess. Yeah. I mean, look. But I don't think either of us read that one anymore.
I have them, but they're not usually ones that I put up towards the top to read.
Yeah, I read the first one. I got the second one. And I got the third one, but I never read the second one or third one because I don't remember the first one at all. Like, I don't remember enjoying it. I don't remember not enjoying it, but I just don't remember enjoying it.
Yeah, that's the one with Tom Strong in it, right? In the end?
I think so.
Yeah, because I'm like you. I read the first one, but I haven't read past that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think the two of us are very similar in that we read a lot of stuff. And if a new book that we're picking up doesn't elicit something from us in that first issue, it just kind of gets put aside.
Yeah.
I'll get back to it at some point, but right now, you know, I'd rather read something different.
Yep. Or know that I'm going to get satisfactory.
Yeah.
And not have to focus on if I do like it or not, because I know I already like it.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Yep. Yeah.
Oof. But real quick, I did read the newest issue of Red Hood.
Okay. That's Red Hood Outlaw?
Yeah. Right. Okay. It ties in with Heroes in Crisis also.
Oh, okay.
So, and Titans also ties in with Heroes in Crisis.
Yeah.
So that answers our big the conversation that we had a couple episodes ago.
Right.
About timeline wise. And I liked this newest issue of Red Hood and Outlaw, but the resolved kind of was too quick for me, I think.
Interesting.
But I mean, I don't want to spoil it, but
yeah, well, don't.
I'm not. Oh, I'm just saying. I wish it would have come. Arsenal dies.
Oh my god.
Well, you already knew that.
What? How do I know that?
Because he died in Heroes in Crisis.
I didn't read that.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did. I did read that.
Yeah.
I just like to pretend I didn't read that.
You're terrible.
Because it makes me feel better. Come on. You're
a terrible person.
Oh, my God. They bring Arsenal back and make him, like, so great for, like, 2 issues. And then they're just like, here's a new series. Bang. Dead. Thank you. Jerks.
Maybe. I mean, we still don't know, no.
I guess.
We don't know if he's dead or not, though.
Wait, what?
We don't know if he's...
Okay, got it. Yeah, Arsenal. I gotcha. I thought you were talking about the cat, and I'm like, no. What
No, we don't know if he's dead or not, though.
Right.
But he should be.
Well, I mean, he shouldn't be, but...
Well, yes, from a fan perspective, he shouldn't be. But for the... To make the event important, he should be.
Right.
Yeah. Glad we got that confusing thing out of the way.
Yeah. Listen, if there's one thing the two of us are very good at,
it's confusing.
Confusing each other. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And possibly our listeners, too, with our 109th episode anniversary spectacular.
That's right.
Which is, I mean, you can tell how different it is from a normal episode.
Mm-hmm. How different is it?
You know, a little bit.
We've had a dumpster fire already.
Yeah. We haven't had one of those in a while, to be honest.
No, that's true. We haven't.
So we figured we'd bring that back for this special occasion.
Welcome back. Yeah. Special occasion, dumpster fire. Yay.
But yeah, I mean, look, the one thing that I have always liked about Valiant Comics, to stay on topic here, is if someone dies, they stay dead. Mostly.
Okay. Right? Yeah.
With DC Comics, the one thing that's always driven me mental is that when somebody dies, they stay dead for, like, sometimes not even a full issue before they're back alive.
Okay. Yeah.
You know? So it's one of those kind of deals where I think in the, you know, for the effect of the story and everything else, they should stay dead at least for a while. But, you know, I like Arsenal. I don't want him. I don't want him to be deceased.
True. And most of the time when they do kill off a character, coming back is a great story usually, right?
Really? I don't know.
Jason Todd.
That's one.
The Death of Superman.
I didn't like the whole return thing.
Why? Because he had a mullet?
I mean, it's part of it.
Dude, business in the front, party in the back, brother.
Look, it's Superman.
Yeah, and you didn't like Superman back then, so you didn't like Death of Superman, period.
No, Death of Superman was okay.
Well,
I mean, I do own 100,000 copies. No, like the whole return part I wasn't into.
You know, what about when Batman returned from Bane breaking his back?
I mean, that was kind of cool because I like Batman.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But when Damian died and there was like a 10-month story of Batman going to bring him back to life, I mean, looking back on it now, that was not so great.
Yeah, because Damian.
No, not even that. Like, it felt...
I didn't mean it like because it's Damian, because he sucks as a character, but he was fresh as a character anyways. Like, he'd only been out like a year or two.
No, he'd been out longer than that.
Okay, three. Tops.
No.
Yeah. Come on.
No way.
Yeah.
You crazy.
Google it.
I don't know. I am. I'm Googling Damon Wayans.
He quit Lethal Weapon.
Okay. His first appearance was in 2006.
Yeah, with Batman 666, or... Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Batman 666, right?
655.
Oh, that was actual Damian first appearance, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And 657 was Robin.
Okay.
But when he died, that was like, I don't know.
2012, 2010? 7 years later.
Yeah, it was like 7 years later.
Okay, three tops.
No, but like at the time I was reading it, I remember kind of enjoying the fact that it would be like, it was in the Batman and Robin series, and then it switched, and it was like, you know, Batman and
Grant
Aquaman.
Morrison, right?
He wrote Batman Inc. I don't think he was writing.
He was doing Batman and Robin, right?
Did he write that? Why do I think that was? I don't remember who I thought it was doing it.
Yeah, I think it was Grant Morrison. Okay, so then no, what?
Wasn't it? I don't know. I thought it was Tomasi.
No, it was Grant Morrison and somebody was doing Batman and Robin, where Batman was with Damian.
No, that was Batman Inc. that Grant Morrison was writing.
Okay, but you're wrong. You're wrong.
I don't think I'm wrong.
Because right now you have Martin who has this in his ears, and he's going flipping crazy because it's Grant Morrison, for one.
Wrote Batman, Inc.
It's Batman and Robin.
Tomasi wrote Batman and Robin. No, I'm telling you, in the New 52.
I'm not talking about New 52.
That's what we're talking about. When Damian died and he was coming back was in Batman and Robin in the New 52. Okay. Which was not written by Grant Morrison.
So are you telling me that Grant Morrison didn't write Batman and Robin, period?
No, I'm not saying that. I am saying the New 52 Batman and Robin was not written by Grant Morrison.
Okay.
But he wrote Batman Inc. in the New 52. We are arguing two completely different points.
Yeah, exactly. See, this is what we do.
Because you don't listen.
Batman and Robin by Grant Morrison came out, it ran from 09 to 11.
Right.
Which is the same the same run that Peter Tomasi took over from issues 20 through 22.
No, I don't think so.
And Judd Winnick took it over from 23 to 25, and David Hine took it over at 26. And Grant Morrison wrote 1 through 16, Paul Cornell wrote 17 through 19, and then Peter Tomasi is 20 through 22, Judd Winnick's 23 through 25, and Dave Hine wrote 26.
Yeah, I think you're wrong.
Yeah, well, Wikipedia says I'm right.
Oh my God, you're using Wikipedia as a source. Yeah. I just went on and edited the Wikipedia page to make it say that.
Nope. Last modified 2015.
Damn it. I'm going to go on right now and change that.
So, but back to my original point, like Hal Jordan redemption from Parallax was good, though.
Yeah, but he didn't die.
I mean, they basically just killed his character.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, Batman with his back broken didn't really die either, but somebody else took over the mantle for a while.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Tim Drake earlier this year didn't die. He just went to like the Cosmic Cube or GameCube
that,
or whatever.
They spoiled that too soon, in my opinion. Looking back at it now.
Yeah.
Because didn't you see at the end of like the next issue that he was in that place?
Yeah. No, he died. And then the very last page was him in the waking up in the GameCube.
Was it the same issue he died in?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. See, they shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
I think it would have been cooler if you had like that month between issues. Mm-hmm. I guess it was 2 weeks.
Right.
And then like you have that issue where they're all coping with it, and then at the end of like the next issue, have him show back up in that place.
Yep. It's the same issue that I have with the newest Red Hood and Outlaw.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It should have went on longer than what it has.
Mm. See, it's funny.
To like go all the way back to the beginning of the episode, see how much professional we are now after 109.
Huh? We weren't talking about that at the beginning of the episode. We were talking about Grant Morrison not writing Batman and Robin.
No.
I don't know. I don't remember what we talked about at the beginning of this episode. Was it Titans? Did we start with Titans?
We started with Titans, yes.
Okay, I do remember. Yes.
Okay, one last thing before we wrap it up, though.
I have a question for you before you get to your one last thing.
Okay.
If they did spread out whatever you think happened too quickly in Red Hood Outlaw,
mm-hmm.
And made it like a 2 or 3 issue arc instead of a 1 issue story,
mm-hmm.
do you think you would be complaining that it was too long and it should have been shorter?
If it lasted like 2 or 3 issues, which I wish I could say but you haven't read it. I mean, it was okay how it ended. I just wish that it would have went 1 or 2. Now, if it lasted like a whole year and went like 12 issues, then yeah, I'd probably say that's too long.
Yeah, because it's funny. Like comics often, I think we talk about it a lot, how we wish something, oh man, I wish that we got a little bit more of this.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there's a lot of times where it's situations where we get maybe a different book, but we get more of what we were hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're just like, hey, you know what? didn't really work out as well as we hoped.
Yeah. The Clark Kent reveal in action.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, for that reveal, if that was a one issue, if that whole thing took place in one issue,
mm-hmm.
I think I would have been more okay with the fact that I got like really invested in this story only to have it turn out to be garbage.
Yeah. So. Also, you need to get caught up on Injustice and He-Man.
Aren't I caught up? How many issues? 2?
No. There's more than that.
Are there?
Yeah.
3?
Like 5, I think.
It's 3 more than 2? No, 5 issues are not out of that book.
Okay.
So there's no way there's five issues out already.
I don't know. I know there's more than two.
Because I think it's only supposed to be five issues.
No, I think it's six.
Maybe six?
Yeah, oh, okay. Six. All right. So my last thing that I want you to talk about, because I totally didn't talk about it.
Okay.
Was the DC Universe spot at NYCC.
Okay. What?
Like, were they promoting the app? I know you got lots of cool stuff because you showed them that you had the app.
Yes. Basically, where the DC setup was in their area, they had people handing out the Titans cover of, I think that's the first new, not New Mutants, the first Teen Titans issue.
Okay.
They put the new Robin from Titans on there.
Yeah.
I think I sent you one.
You did, but it's polybagged and I didn't open it.
Yeah, it's polybagged and it's a special limited edition foil something cover. Because instead of just getting the crappy ones that they're handing stacks out, if you actually had the app mm-hmm. and showed one of the people working the DC area that you had the app, and they, you know, you basically just showed them on your phone and then they'd go to like your subscription. They're like, oh, okay, you do have it. They would like hand you a bag full of stuff. And in that bag was the foil Titans book. I think it's the first issue of Shazam, but it's with the movie cover.
Wasn't anyway. It was the first issue of Shazam. I don't think it's the whole issue, though.
I honestly didn't read the books. You know, I mean, I had them anyway, but yeah, they basically just handed you a bag of stuff.
Yeah.
And you also got the Robin, the throwing R's, a pin of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, I kept yours.
Yeah.
I didn't want to ship it in the thing with the comic books.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want it to get pressed in there, and I'm like, I don't even know how to send this to you. So.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I kind of like it, so I'm going to keep it, and maybe I'll tweet you a picture later.
Yeah, the Shazam cover was like a new 52 Zero cover.
Okay, that's what it was.
Like. It's white, and then him busting out of it type of thing.
Right. For some reason, I couldn't remember if it was a Zachary Levi cover or not.
No. I wish it was. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
And then DC Nation Zero.
Oh, no. That wasn't part of that. That was something else they were handing out.
Oh. All right.
Yeah. I didn't remember if you had it or not.
Nope.
Yeah. Well, now you do, because I'm the best.
You are the best and the worst at the same time.
Yep, that's what I get.
You're the best at being the worst. How about that?
Honestly, that's like with work. I want to be there somewhere in the middle so they don't make me do extra stuff. But unfortunately, they make me do extra stuff all the time. And I just sent you a picture of what the Robin pin looks like. It's like pretty heavy duty, too, which is why I was like, oh, this thing is going to definitely destroy those books if I put it in the mail.
That's all I had for this episode.
Oh, well, I mean, there was more stuff with the DC booth, I guess.
Oh, well, I thought you were...
No, I was just telling you about the comics and whatever. Yeah, but they were definitely trying to promo the app pretty hard there. Like, any giveaway they had, there were, like, posters and other comic book stuff and like, anything that was a giveaway, mm-hmm. even if it was, like, a different comic book or something, like, the back cover was a full ad for the app, and it was, you know, they had a lot of stuff for the – I'm trying to think. When I was at the DC booth, they had the full Titans cast there doing a signing, and it was pretty packed when they were there, which was actually pretty nice to see. Because, I mean, I don't know any of these people as actors besides them being on this show.
Right.
You know, so it's not like, you know, if the Justice League cast shows up, you know, and everyone's done like a billion other things.
Mm-hmm.
But, there was a decent crowd for them. They all looked to be having a pretty good time. Nobody morphed into a different animal or shot fire out of her hands, which is kind of disappointing. So I guess they're just faking it on the show. Trying to think what else. Yeah, I mean, there was like a lot of promotion around the thing too, with the Comic-Con programs themselves were a lot of DC stuff. That I know one of the covers was a Batman Damned cover. One of the covers was a White Knight cover. And I think I saw Titans one too. So I don't remember. But yeah, it was I think they, especially because it was premiering right around then, I think they went hard for people to, at least if they didn't know about it, to get the word out for people.
You just said people went hard for it. And you're talking about Batman the Damned?
I don't get it.
Because of the Batawang!
Oh, is that the one?
Yeah, that's the one.
I didn't know that. Please.
Yeah.
All you do is complain about not being able to see that. Every time that book comes up, you're just like, you whine that you don't get to see it.
Yeah, I whine all the time. I didn't get to see Bruce's penis.
There you go. I am going to isolate that clip. Timestamp.
Yeah. There you go. I made it easy for you.
Man, that's going to be, when we make a new opening credits, that is 100% going to be in there.
So when you, so when you're singing the new opening credits, you got to make a lyric about that.
No, I'll just put the clip of you saying it.
No, you have to sing it. And you're going to be like, Ronnie likes the Batman penis.
No.
No?
No, that's a bad line.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not cool. You you get anything else to complain about?
I would like to thank all of our listeners that stuck with us from episode 1 to 109.
Yeah. Through all the nonsense.
Through all the nonsense, yes. And I'm not going to say we're going to get better, because we won't.
We won't get worse.
No, we won't get worse.
No, maybe we will, but...
But we most definitely will not be getting better. But that's all I got, yeah.
Hey, listen. We amuse ourselves.
That's the only thing I care about.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
If
I make one person laugh and one person angry by listening to the episode, then I have done my job as a podcaster.
Well, I would just like to point out, Ronnie, over these 109 episodes... Mm-hmm. You have made me laugh and angry every single episode.
Yes. Awesome.
Maybe not every episode. At least like 106 of them, though.
Yeah.
I think there were a couple that you weren't on.
And there was a couple you weren't on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so maybe it's down to like 104.
But at least 100% of the ones that you were on, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like 100% of the ones that the two of us have been on together.
Uh-huh.
It absolutely, you have made me laugh and angry all at the same time.
Awesome.
Mostly because I get mad that I laugh at you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn it, I'm letting him win.
Yep. And then you get mad because I throw out crazy theories and then could be or could not be true.
Listen, I pay no attention to your crazy theories.
Well, that's cool.
I pretend that I listen when you're talking about them, but I'm really like just humming to myself.
Mm-hmm. Like now?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Take us out.
Well, thank you all for listening to this spectacular 4th annual 109th episode anniversary special. Good, right?
Yeah, sure.
Perfect. If you would like to get in touch with me on Twitter, you can. At Aaron Esbell.
I'm at Rombar316.
The show is at DC_Absolute, and you can email the show at absolutedcpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for sticking with us for the nonsense. Welcome. What?
Huh?
Well, hello, beautiful.
Holy nightmare.
It's the world's greatest super friend.
Ronnie and Aaron.
Yep. I feel like we have strongly different viewpoints before we discuss what each other's viewpoints are.
Faster than a streak of lightning.
A DC Comics podcast.
Absolute.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'll get into my silly speculation.
Aquaman!
I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
Batman.
He's a hipster.
The Flash, world's fastest human.
I mean, I grew up with Wally West. Is this okay? as long as we don't get caught.
Think about the future.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
dude, you're a dumbass.
You are foolish.
All this nerd talk.
Ooh. DC absolute. Yeah. Exactly.
Hell yeah.
And, there's been some good. There's been some great. There's been some really terrible. And there's been some average, I think.
No, that wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Ooh.
Nerdy Legion.
NerdyLegion.com. Absolute worst piece of garbage ever.